are two noble, indiscerning eyes that preserve the body from corruption.
Ah, don't forget, what did save his fellow from becoming bad and doing that bad stuff? Vision. Do you remember? We were talking about this. You have to improve your vision. Have that vision, and all the appreciation goes to that vision, which is looking at the end of the path and rotting everything. Yes.
That was from the vision of the end that was seen by Ahmad, who even here saw hell, hair by hair.
Meaning what? Of course you don't remember. The word is Ahmad. The Muslims will use it as a name. And in Arabic language it means the most appreciated stuff. This is Ahmad. Rumi said, Ahmad is the name of all prophets, including Muhammad. All are Ahmad. Means whenever I talk about Ahmad, I'm talking about the prophecy and the prophets, right? So, this stuff I'm talking about is the end of the vision of that Ahmad, of that master of this vision we are following to understand. Because Ahmad is the only one who have seen the hell right from here. Ahmad was a person, a prophet is a person like we and you. Here, what he have seen, the end of wrongdoing. Yes?
And saw the throne and the footstool and the gardens, so that he rent the veil of forgetfulness. If you desire to be safe from harm, close your eye to the beginning and contemplate the end.
Ah, this is the trick, a simple one. This is something that you could remember. Remember as a part of all these main stuff you read, that, you know what, you should understand this, that there is this moment and there is the future. Animal is busy with this moment. You close your eye to the moment and open it to the future. Whatever you want to do, think about the outcome, because that's what counts. Yes?
That you may regard all non-entities as existent and look upon entities perceived by the senses as of low degree.
Okay, did you get it? It was very simple. It is one of the simplest stuff, but you will forget it. He said, you know what? If you change your vision, if you forget about now and see the future and outcome or whatever, the non-existence to you looks exists. And the existence is something that will go away. These are the two ways of seeing the existence. Here we're talking about non-existence, remember? Not having and not being. Is that you have to see them. Because what is their real existence? What is it? You as a human being, you exist, and you know a lot about the existence. What is the existence? Existence is a momentary existence because of a la 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 la. Now, this existence exists, then what? It will be ruined, and it doesn't exist in the future. This is what it is. There is no existence. A cow will come in and will look at this chair and will think that this chair exists and it's always like that. But is it? No. 200 years from now, this chair could not exist. We'll change. Something else exists. Happening is this universe. This universe is not something that is there. Every piece of this universe, from the quantum mechanics come up, go to galaxies. Everything is turning around and fighting the others and changing. The stuff that are now didn't exist 4 billion years ago. 4 billion years ago, everything was different. This is what it is. You should understand this, because only we are prepared and qualified to understand this. So, to understand it, you should sit down, give up the animal wishes, and find this vision if you want to be healthy in this process. Yes?
At least consider this, that everyone who possesses reason is daily and nightly in quest of the non-existence.
Yeah, I believe this is something that we don't believe it. Read it again, please.
At least consider this, that everyone who possesses reason is daily and nightly in quest of the non-existence.
Have you ever thought about that? Just look around you. What is everybody looking for? Something that doesn't exist. So everybody is looking for non-existence. You silly you who believe in this existence. This existence is something that is going away. This is the last moment of this existence to prepare the environment and everything for the next thing to arrive. And that's what it is. You silly you. You are thinking about existing. Tomorrow, you don't exist, this one. Tomorrow you are different. And look for that, because this is going to fade away. We'll stop it here, because I don't want to rush this long, long paragraph, which will be cut. We will go to Sultan Mahmud, we will go to some other stuff, then we come back to it, don't worry about it, because this is the main problem of your life, the meaning of your life. This is the trick. So, up to here. Thank you.